I'm Jamie Houghton. I'm the global leader for intelligent transport systems for IBM.
There's been a lot of discussion during this summit about collaboration and cooperation, and usually we're focusing on an individual industry, and there's lots of constituent parts, and probably nowhere else in the industries we've touched on yet do you see lots of different sectors, as you do in transport. You've got rail and aviation here. So how do all of those, even within the transport sector, work together to create a more sustainable framework for transport?
One of our key objectives through the Transport Summit was actually to drive better collaboration between the different modes of transport. So part of getting chief executives from the different modes of transport to speak and talk about their agenda for sustainability was to try and get further collaboration. I think in some of the speakers we actually heard, for example, Hugh Sumner, who's Director of Transport at the Olympic Delivery Authority, he has to get collaboration between the different modes of transport. And that's about governance. It's about making sure there's a shared vision for a particular transport project. He has a great shared vision for the Olympics, but he talked about how do you take that to a local authority level or a LEP, which is part of the way in which a lot of transport is going to be delivered in the future as part of the Secretary of State's transport for transport's policy around much more transport being delivered through the local authorities.
Talking about the Secretary of State for Transport, one of the themes that carried through his speech this morning was about not only environmental sustainability, but returning the country to fiscal sustainability. And several of the people we spoke with today were talking about funding cuts. In that kind of environment, transport's only going to be one piece of the pie that's affected. How do you deliver the changes to move towards sustainability while also delivering fiscal sustainability?
Well, I think they're in common, first of all. I think overall sustainability and fiscal sustainability can be brought together. I think it's about recognising where you are in terms of your economy, being selective in the incremental infrastructure that you do put into the system. But it means we're having more of a focus in terms of how do we optimise and get better use out of the existing assets. There's a lot of discussion today about how do we manage demand more actively. You know, many of our systems actually just about cope, but if we manage the demand more actively, they would cope. So there's some good dialogue today about how do we make the more informed traveller. So how do people know about their journey choices when they travel? And ultimately, there's a discussion around how do we actually manage demand in a way in which we can get a balance in the system. There's still a place for spending the capital infrastructure budget, but that has to be done on a selective basis, and clearly those projects must be done in a sustainable way.
How do events like the summit bring together the various constituencies that are involved in transport, and how did it play out today?
The feedback we have from a number of the delegates is this has been quite unique in the sense it's focused on sustainability. I think we've really benefited from a very high quality of speaker in terms of setting the agenda for sustainability. And I genuinely think people go away from here thinking about what am I going to do in my business about sustainability.
So one final question. Every single day has begun with an emphasis of moving from debate and discussion to action. How has the day helped to kind of move that needle towards action?
I think we're quite fortunate, having heard the Secretary of State this morning, for the first time really lay out a little bit more detail around his policies. And I think that will stimulate some action by the need to actually start putting some meat on the bone around those policies. You know, we need to start to see how the LEPs are going to work at a local level. How are they going to try and drive the transport agenda at a local level? And that will garner action. I think some people will sit and reflect on the day and think, are we doing enough in our business around sustainability? There's some chief executives there of some very important modes of transport who are setting that agenda, and maybe I need to take that back. British Airways, for example, set a very, very clear set of policies that they are driving around sustainability. And I think there's a bit of benchmarking going on even today around who's doing the best around thinking about the strategy for sustainable transport.